Case Sunday Lombardi Line. We welcome you in VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. I'm Patrick Maher, live from the VSiN studios here at the South Point. We head out to Jersey and we say, "What's up, to Michael?" Good morning, Michael. How are you?
I'm great, Patrick. Good morning. How are you?
Thanks. Everything good? I'm doing well. I do have a question for you to start on the Sunday program.
That's what we're all about, Patrick.
I have a question about you.
Yeah.
You're a husband. You're a father. You're a grandfather. You're an author. Mm-hmm. You're an executive. You're an esteemed broadcaster. But why are you such a troublemaker?
What did I do now, Patrick?
Why, again, all these accolades I can throw at you, but in the end, you really frustrate people when you don't believe Justin Fields is going to go 3 overall to the 49ers.
I didn't read
why are you such a troublemaker?
I didn't read the – well, they know more than I do. I think there's no doubt about
that's
that.
That's a fact.
I'm sure, if you ask them, that's a fact. Yeah. You know, I mean, I typically don't read the reactions. I don't read the comments after I write a column. I mean, you know, I don't do that. I mean, you know, as Mike Tyson said, this Twitter universe has made everybody a fake tough guy. So, you know, and people can call you stupid all they want. I have no problem, you know, talking about football with any of them and discussing the game intimately in terms of what happens on the field and what doesn't happen and why. But that narrative that Fields is going 3 is a narrative that's been created from something that we don't even know. I mean, you know,
right.
I don't know where it comes from. I have no idea where it comes from. They're going to go to Trey Lance's workout on Monday, and so is Atlanta. So, you know, if I were to – I think it's Mac Jones, and I've said that. If it's not Mac Jones, I think it's Trey Lance.
I think that's the important distinction. We're not even getting to Fields if it's not Jones. We're getting to Lance if it's not Jones, in your estimation.
Nobody wants to hear it. You know, nobody wants to hear it. Everybody wants to just go with it. That's fine. You know, that's fine. And I think that, you know, you can go with it. You can go with it. I think that's easy. So, you know, I mean, do whatever you like to do. If you feel that way and you've got intel that tells you that. But I can only say this. The people that I talk to that watch the workout that have been there, some people like Fields. Do they think he's better than Mac Jones? Most of the people I talk to don't. Now, the fans do. And that's fine. They don't run the draft. You know, most of the people think that Trey Lance is a year away from being a year away. But he could be really good. And he could be worth taking a risk on. And there's some people that feel like Fields needs to change a lot of his mechanics in terms of how he throws the football and what he does. Look, this is truly, you're in the ice cream line. You know, people like different flavors. Washington likes Lance. They like Fields, too. I think if Fields makes it past Detroit and Carolina, I think there'll be a makes it to Detroit or Carolina, I think there'll be a lot of interest from some teams in the back trying to trade up. I don't know where the Bears are. I'm first to admit that I don't know some of the teams, but I do know what some teams think and how they think.
Like I said, husband, father, grandfather, esteemed broadcaster, executive. He does it all, and he's a very kind man. I can attest to that. But in the end, troublemaker. Some would say bad boy.
I think so. The bad boy's watching the show. Him and his brother. Those two, those are Dominic. Yeah,
shout
there he is. If he don't get a hello, he's gonna cut me off. He'll only talk to his grandmother, which he only does anyway now. So it's not too bad.
Plenty to do on a Sunday. It's the Lombardi Line presented by BetMGM. Here's an action update.
This is Brent Musburger, and here is your VSiN action update. Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
Dodgers have won 8 straight after a 2-0 shutout win of the Padres yesterday. They'll play for the series sweep today at Petco Park. Trevor Bauer on the mound with the Dodgers. They're the $1.20 favorite. It'll be Blake Snell with the Padres plus 110, 7.5 juice to the over. Sunday night baseball, the Braves are even money against the Cubs minus 110 at Wrigley, where the total is 9 under. Kyle Hendricks for Chicago, Bryce Wilson pitching for the Braves. Stuart Sink can win the RBC Heritage for a third time. He enters the final round with a 5-shot lead over Colin Morikawa. Sink, the $2.75 favorite, Morikawa plus 450. Our sports betting experts are analyzing baseball, hoops, hockey, soccer, tennis, and horse racing every day. Plus, our NFL experts are getting ready for the 2021 NFL Draft. Get all our in-depth insights and point spread weekly, our best bets daily email, and 24/7 video coverage. VSiN.com/subscribe. With your action update, I'm Mike Sena.
Get the latest VSiN odds at VSIN.com. And remember, Cashing tickets is what it's all about.
It is the Lombardi Line as we welcome you back on a Sunday. Michael Lombardi just as frustrated as I that Arsenal can't find the back of the net against Fulham, which is frustrating.
Yeah, disappointing. Very disappointing.
I know that bothers you, but as we welcome you in, we say good morning, Dominic. Good morning to the rest of the crew, Ness, and all of you. Thank you very much for joining us. Got a ton to do on a Sunday, including we got the season win totals. We're going conference. Yesterday we went AFC. I thought you were remarkably sharp. Only two teams
you
were off on. I mean, that's really impressive. NFC coming up, NFC East. Before we do, just one question. Do you think there's going to be five quarterbacks taken in a couple of Thursdays? Do you think there's going to be five quarterbacks taken in the top 10 selections?
I don't know about the top 10, but I'm beginning to believe there could be six quarterbacks taken in the first round.
Is it Kellen Mons?
I don't know that one. I don't know the name of that player.
Gotcha.
Well, I do know, but I'm not going to tell you. How's
okay,
that?
Don't tell me.
I do think there is going to be a surprise. Not a surprise. The Trask, the Mond. I mean, those guys. But it's not really a surprise. But I do think that fifth year entices people to get back into the first if they can get that. And so I don't have it. I don't believe it 100%, but I have a sense that it could happen.
Okay. Steph's leaning forward because her Patriots are drafting 15. Maybe something
has anything
something
to do with,
up
the,
with
Patriots.
The Patriots at 15.
I don't think so. I think if the Patriots, I think the Patriots are sitting in that no man's land, much like the teams that are picking, much like the NFC East are, the Cowboys, the Giants, the Eagles, right? You know, the Chargers and the Vikings are in pretty good shape. They think they're going to get an offensive lineman come to them at 13 and 14, whether it's Slater, the kid from USC, Tucker, whatever. The Patriots are sitting there thinking, you know, what's coming to us? Is it going to be an offensive lineman? Is it going to be a wide receiver? What makes it to us? And then maybe that motivates them to go up into the draft to try to get somebody that they feel very comfortable with. I don't know that, you know, but I do think it's the Patriots. You know, the problem at 15 is who wants to come up to 15? Is it a corner that they want to come up to get? Dallas is talking about drafting a corner. So will there be a corner Horn available for that? Is Mekhi Parsons somebody wants to come up to trade for? You know, this we do know. I mean, since Dave Gettleman's run the draft in Carolina and at the New York Giants, he's never made a trade. So 11's not available for trade, you know. So if you're the Patriots, where do you go if you want to move up? You could certainly go to the Cowboys. I think they're more likely to stay. It could be a challenge to get up there.
Season win total time, BetMGM. We've got the odds. Remember, this is a season-long sweat, fun to do. We'll throw a number at you. We'll start with the NFC East here on the Lombardi
Line.
Oh,
boy, here we go.
Okay,
yeah,
so this is a good one. Let's start with the champs of the East, that's being the Washington football team. They finished 7-9 last year, Michael. Mm-hmm. Let's go ahead and jump into them. Fitzpatrick signs, of course. Your thoughts on what you think the win total is going to be at BetMGM?
Well, you know, they're still a really good defensive team, and I think adding William Jackson to their roster really helps them. It gives them a legitimate big-time corner. I think you have concerns at left tackle with Christian playing over there, you know, so you're worried about that. And I think that, you know, when you look at the team, they'll be healthier offensively. They signed Samuel. I do think they'll trade up to get a quarterback. I really do. I think they'll trade up to get Lance or Fields. I think they like both players equally. And I do think that they could trade up to get one or the other, or maybe just sit there and hopefully somebody slides them. Remember, Dwayne Haskins was never going to make it to him either, you know, so, and they ended up getting him there. They were always trading up to get him. So my sense of this is I think they're at 9.5. I think they're a quarterback away. I think the inconsistencies of Fitzy keeps them from being a legitimate, you know, team in terms of duplicating. So I'm going to say 9 to 9.5 here.
Okay, 9 to 9.5. Let's go ahead and throw up the number. You're going to want to bet the over on Washington, the football team, because as you see, the number is 8, a remarkably low number. Now, it is juiced up to the over, but I was shocked by that number.
At 130, I mean, come on, that's really 8.5, isn't it?
Yeah,
I mean,
essentially, you know, it's going there. It's going there.
It's 8.5. So, yeah, I think that the inconsistency at the quarterback position. Now, this is another one of those teams that we talked about yesterday, Patrick, that you're going to have to wait till after the draft to see what they did. you know, and see how they handled the draft, what they came out of the draft. Look, the defense is going to be good.
Defense
we know that
is too good with Fitzpatrick. It's an 8-win team. You're going to start 8, I would assume, right? I mean,
if
it's,
you go
you're
eight,
adding a
I mean,
game to the schedule.
Gonna, that's 8-9. I mean, they're 8-9. I don't see that. If they're 8, wow. And then, look, one thing I do will admit to you, by once we put a team in the division up there, the Washington, you know, maybe the Cowboys are 9. I can't imagine they're more than 8.5. I can't imagine everybody's falling into them, especially with the unhealthiness of Dak Prescott. But, like, you're talking about 8 wins, and you get to play the Giants twice. You get to play the Eagles twice. So I don't understand that. And then, you know, you're looking at – I know they have a tougher schedule, you know, in terms of who they have to play, but they play the NFC South. Okay, so the Falcons are in a rebuilding mold, right? You know, we don't know where the Saints are at quarterback, so that's certainly difficult. And the Panthers at quarterback, we got Sam Darnold. So, like, tell me where – I mean, I know they're not going to – they're not. But it's going to be hard for them to not win at least 8 games with this schedule.
100% agree. So, that's a hard lean to the over. Let's keep it going. Remember, when you're handicapping these futures, start in division, that 6 games. Start in division, then branch out from there when you take a look at the schedule or at least the opponents. Okay, let's go to Dallas. You just mentioned Dallas. It's a team that finished 6-10 last year. What do you got?
Well, I think Dallas is the question marks you have to think on Dallas are defensively and then in the offensive line. And certainly, you know, for me, you know, when they bring Dan Quinn, and I think Dan Quinn is one hell of a guy, and I think he gets players to play hard, and I think there's no doubt that he'll bring a sense of enthusiasm, but he's not going to bring a sense of complexity to their scheme. It's a one-front, one-coverage scheme. They're going to have to rely on their defensive front to really dominate. And are they good enough up front? I mean, Randy Gregory hasn't been able to stay on the field. DeMarcus Lawrence, I think, will play better in this scheme. But are they good enough and fast enough on defense, and can they play a corner? You know, I think that's the question mark. I think they will draft a corner. My guess is this number's 9. Only because, or it should be 8.5, because I don't think you could say with 100% certainty that they're better than the Washington football team, because you don't know where Dak is with his ankle. You don't know the movement that you've seen. And they also have question marks at left tackle because Tyrod Smith has not been able to stay healthy. So you lose Tyrod Smith, and, you know, Dak can't really move as well. Yeah, they've got great skill. I'm going to say 9 for the number.
Okay, let me pause you there. Let's go ahead and throw it up. Dallas Cowboys season win total is exactly 9. Michael nailed it. But you said you're leaning 8.5. Does that mean you're leaning under the 9?
9's at minus 140, so it's almost going to go to 9.5.
Yeah, it's going
right?
to head to a couple books that already have it at 9.5. I feel like you want to wait for 9.5 and go under?
You know, I think I would. I think I would. I really do, because I'm not sure. You know, the Cowboys are always a perception-type team. You know, how good are they going to be on defense? That's the question mark. How good? Jalen Smith didn't play well last year.
No.
You know, I know he's got Pro Football Focus's high grades and all that. He didn't play well last year. They didn't play well at linebacker last year. And this team's going to need to be able to play. And defensively, I think there's some huge question marks when you break down this Pete Carroll scheme. And I think it's a trend you should go away from, not a trend you should go to, like what the Raiders have done and what Dallas has done. I don't see it that way.
Okay, so when you nail the number, I'm just going to write next to it, good number. We went over on Washington, but the right number is 9. If it heads to 9.5, you'd then pull under, and you'd suggest an underplay, okay?
Yeah, I do. Yep, okay. Absolutely.
All right, let's keep it going with the NFC East here on the Lombardi line, and we're going to jump to the Eagles. I'll save the Giants. The Eagles were 4-11 last year.
Well, we could do a documentary on the Eagles.
Let's be real honest, man.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think they're a mess in the sense that they know they're fully aware of where they are. They're fully aware that Jalen Hurts is not – I don't think they're walking around the building at NovaCare saying, we've got Jalen Hurts, don't worry, everything's going to be fine. I think there's some concern there. And I think if they could get Justin Fields or if they could get a quarterback, if they could get back up to where they were, I think they might do that. Do I think they'll take Lance or Fields? That I'm not sure of. You know, but I do think that they are in a position to strengthen their team and then maybe take a quarterback in the next year's draft as they give Hurts a year to kind of develop to see what they actually have. You know, I don't think they walk around that place thinking that's it. Now, they're an older team still in the offensive line. Kelsey's over 30. Brandon Brooks haven't played in 2 years, so where is he going to be? Lane Johnson, they say he's healthy, which to me was shocking. I would have stayed at 6 and, you know, and picked the left tackle, but they feel like they're tackle heavy with Dillard and Malalata, who played the left tackle as well. So, and then defensively, they've got to improve their defensive front. I think this number 7.5, Patrick. I don't think it could be anything more. 7.5 to 8 is what I think it is.
Oh, it's time. BetMGM has a number set for the Eagles at, let's go ahead and throw it up there, 6.5, Michael.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's probably right. I think I was probably erring on the side probably just giving it to 7, you know. So if you win 7, you lose 10. You know, I mean, that's 6.5.
Does it feel like a 7-win team? If it does, we'd suggest an over here.
I think you could.
But you see it's headed to 7, Michael. You see the juiced up to 130 on the 6.5 over.
Yeah, I think that's I think I would play that as I think 7's the right number. I do.
Okay.
I think 7 is the right number.
All right. Good one. Remember, if you're playing at home and you're going to bet these numbers, you see the juice is which way the wind is blowing, and the wind is blowing up. The wind is blowing to 7 on the Eagles. Let's keep it going. Good start here. Let's go Giants, okay? Now, the Giants are a team, I'll be curious to hear your thoughts on this team. This is a team that finished 6-10 last year. It does feel like same record as the Cowboys last year. This feels like a team that has a little bit of juice. People believe in this team. You tell me, do you?
I don't. I think there's some doubt. If the Eagles are at 6.5 and Washington football team's at 8.5, you know, the Giants have to be at 7. I mean, I can't see them being anywhere different than that. I think you're putting a lot of faith in Daniel Jones. Let's just put things in real perspective here as the New York football Giants. I believe they're a team that has been reluctant and resistant to change. Why do I say that? I'm not a Giant hater, by no means. It's just that I think you have to be honest and evaluate what they've done. Over the last 3 years, they ranked 28th in win total. Over the last 5 years, they ranked 28th in win total. Tell me what you believe they've done correctly over 3 or 5 years in their front office and in their organization.
How much?
There's no evidence. There's no evidence to support any of it. They refuse to change, and if you don't like change, you're going to like irrelevance even less. They've moved all their chips to the middle of the table with Daniel Jones. I don't see it. Like, Daniel Jones, here's the fascinating thing. Mac Jones is significantly better than Daniel Jones. Significantly better. And he went, and people are complaining about him going 3, and Daniel Jones went 6, and all Giant fans think that I'm hard on him. Think about that, Patrick. Think about that for a moment. Like, seriously. Like, you're talking about a quarterback who's prone to turn the ball over. You're talking about an offensive line that drafted a kid in the left tackle, Thomas, that didn't play very well last year. You're talking about a right tackle. They don't even have one. You're talking about, yeah, they've got better skill in Galladay. They just overpaid. Adoree Jackson. Let's talk about Adoree Jackson
overpaid.
For a moment.
Overpaid.
Well, let's just talk it through. Let's talk about the intelligent factor in this. John Robinson, the general manager of the Tennessee Titans, calls Patrick Maher on the phone and says, would you be interested in trading a 7th if for Adoree Jackson? You get his contract for 1 year at $10 million. You say, no, I don't want him.
I'm not interested.
But then you're not interested, right? It's too much money. But then you sign him for $24 million for 2 years. Is that 7th round pick worth $14 million?
No chance.
This is the decisions they're making. If you wanted Adoree Jackson, just traded a 7th for him, you wouldn't have had to pay any more money. Your cash flow would have been easier.
Right.
Take a look at them. But this is what I'm saying. I think the number's 7.
Well, let's go ahead. This is BetMGM's number on the New York football Giants, and it is 7. You nailed it. It's 110 up and downs. That's a pure number. So it's a right number. You're going to stay away from that one.
I think I'd go under here.
Okay.
You know, I like Joe Judge as a coach, but Joe Judge is going to have to evolve. That we didn't even discuss the offensive scheme and the staff based on the Clapper and my man Jason Garrett. We didn't even discuss that. Like, if anybody watches Washington tape and understands New York Giant football tape and understands the pure game of it, you're going to have a hard time convincing me that they were really attacking the defense in the right manner. They run their plays. That's what they do. And if you think Daniel Jones is going to get better, look, because of that, I think you're just making a lot of mistakes. And let's go back 3 and 5 years. Past performance predicts future achievement. Don't tell me they get Saquon back. Don't tell me Daniel's going to be better the second year in Garrett's system. I'm not seeing that, you know? And so it's going to be challenging to me. And then I don't know if they can repeat what they've done defensively last year. They were very good defensively. I think that Patrick Graham did a really good job with their defense, but now they've overpaid. They don't have Tomlinson inside. They overpaid for Leonard Williams. They gave him a huge deal. He played way better than I thought he could play in terms of rushing the passer. But still, you need more than just one guy inside.
So if you were starting a team right now with the Joneses, you'd start with Mac Jones over Daniel Jones.
Who wouldn't? Who wouldn't? I mean, when the game speeds up for Daniel Jones, it's harder for him. Daniel Jones played at Duke. They took him the 6th pick overall in the draft. People are complaining about taking Mac Jones at 3. Why? I don't know. You know, I mean, like, seriously, like, who's better? Daniel Jones. I think there's quarterbacks probably taken in the 2nd or 3rd round that people are saying to themselves, this guy's better than Daniel Jones.
Yeah, it's a tremendous point. Kid played at Duke, went 6th overall. We're concerned about the kid that went to Alabama that broke an FBS record for completion percentage.
Who the players say is better than Tua? Like, somebody straighten this to the man, and without even asking. They volunteer it. They give it to you. Like, so, like, why am I trying, you know, why am I the bad guy? I'm just taking the information that's coming to me. Like, seriously. Like, would I take Mac Jones at 3? The answer to that question would be no.
Just to clarify, John Robinson, if you did call me the general manager of the Titans, it went to voicemail because I don't have your number saved. Okay, and I ain't answering.
Yeah, I'll send it to you if you want.
That is a landmine. I don't answer these calls. If you're calling and I don't recognize the number, I don't have you saved.
I understand. It makes sense to me. It makes sense to me. I mean, you know, nobody can just get to you automatically.
NFC North is coming up next here on a Sunday edition of the Lombardi Line, presented by BetMGM. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Basketball, hockey, we've got it all over at BetMGM Sports Nevada, the premier sports betting app, of course. BetMGM has all your favorite wagering options. Go in-game betting, boosted odds specials, and much more. Download the BetMGM app today. Stop by any MGM casino on the Strip. Bring your state-issued ID. You're ready to go. Whatever your sport, whatever your style, you're going to love it. Visit BetMGM for terms and conditions. Got to be 21 years or older. Located in Nevada, please gamble responsibly. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. Yes, Michael, they sure did, is the answer to your question. How you doing? As we welcome
I'm good.
You.
No, I'm doing
they,
great.
And in studio yesterday, they said, we got to get that clip up ASAP. They posted it late in the day, and we're talking about the Fields clip, and the Fields clip went nuts. Now, many people agree with Michael Lombardi. All he's saying, I don't know why people get sensitive and get in their feelings about an opinion about when a guy is going to get drafted. People are very sensitive about the 49ers not taking Justin Fields.
It's unbelievable.
I mean sensitive.
I'm not attacking Justin Fields as a player. I think Justin Fields is a good player. I know a lot of teams that like Justin Fields. I just don't think, based on the intelligence that I'm hearing, he's going 3rd. I think there's some teams, I think like a lot of players in this draft, there's differencing opinions about players inside of an office. And I think it happens all the time. I think there's differing opinions about, I mean, between Justin Fields and, you know, Mac Jones and Trey Lance and Zach Wilson. And I think, you know, like I've asked somebody, a GM who's not in the top 10, like, how is Sewell not going? And he said, I would have taken Sewell 2 if I was picking there. Like, does that mean I don't like Zach Wilson? No, I like Zach Wilson. You know that. I like Zach Wilson. Like, I like Sam Howell from North Carolina. You know, there's guys you like a long way. But the reality of it is this isn't a beauty contest. This isn't I like somebody. This is like what's best for my football team. Like, what is the best? And we have eliminated that. You know, we either like or, you know, you're wrong. I mean, and there's no middle ground. Like, listen to the argument and try to make some sense of it. I don't think it's a fit for Kyle and Justin Fields. If you want him to go there, I think Trey Lance, he could be somebody that they would consider. That was the first name we heard. I thought it was Mac Jones when I initially heard it because I thought he fit the profile of what they want. I would say it's Mac Jones, Trey Lance. I don't think it's Fields. Whether you want to believe it or not, feel free. Call Kyle.
it's simply his opinion. He's paid to give an opinion, and he does it better than anybody else. How about opinions on the NFC North? You want to go north, my friend?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's go.
I'm afraid. Of course, my boys, the Lions. You know what? For fun, do you mind if we start with the Lions? Because guess what? Will Hill's going to be joining.
Let's do it.
And you know he's a huge Minnesota Vikings fan. He's got a lean on the Vikings. We'll start with the NFC North. We'll start with the Lions. 5-11 last year, complete overhaul. Michael, we'll start there.
You know, I think this is an organization that really wants to be collaborative in effort. And I think Chris Spielman's in there, and Brad Holmes, the general manager. I think there's going to be a lot of conversations about what they do. And I've been told as of late that they may even go quarterback. I mean, I know they have Jared Goff in there, and they've got him on that one-year deal, basically, because they can walk away from it any time they want after that. And they've made out in that deal pretty well. So my sense of it is that, you know, if they like Fields, I don't know if they do. I know this. Chris Spielman lived in Columbus, so he knows the Ohio State players as well as anybody. Yep. And if he thought that Justin Fields was the greatest quarterback in the history of quarterbacks, I'm pretty sure Detroit would take him, because I think Chris Spielman has a lot of juice in that organization. I don't think he's an outsider. I don't think he's a consultant come in and tell us how the uniforms look today, Chris. I think he's got a lot of juice, and I think that juice will transpose itself. So that being said, they've got a lot of work to do defensively. They're too damn slow on defense. You know, we know about that. They're not good enough in the defensive front. They've got problems in their offensive line that I think they could address if they take Sewell, if he made it that far. My win total for them, I think, would be, I think it's probably 6 to 5.5.
Okay, let's go ahead and throw it up. BetMGM provides the number. It's 5. So, again, immense roster turnover, first-year head coach, tough schedule as far as who they're playing. They've got
the
number set at 5. That's a very low number. Now, 4.5 was the lowest on the board. We got to them yesterday with the Texans. 5 is very low. When it was a 16-game season, Michael, you know, a 4 is about as low as it'll go. 5 is very low.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's really low. I think I thought 5.5, 6 was the right number. I still think that, and it's the juice is either not on either side. So, obviously, I would lean towards a little bit. I mean, look, one thing we know, they're not going to be crazy on offense, right? They're not going to do anything to expose. They're going to run the ball a lot because Anthony Lynn's going to call the play. Excuse me, he's going to call the plays.
Last time Anthony Lynn was the play caller there in Buffalo, the team led the league in rushing. So.
Right. And Tyrod Taylor had a good year. Don't confuse that. Now, Tyrod Taylor played well that year.
1/4. Don't get it twisted, Stephanie said. 1/4 of the NFC North is done. Will Hill's going to join. He's got a take on the Vikings. That's coming up next.
Oh, can't wait to hear that.
Sports betting action, you need it. You can get it at VSiN. The experts stay ahead of the game. The best place to start is VSiN.com, where we're covering baseball, NHL, NBA playoff races, the NFL draft, and more. You get everything. It's free right now. Start a free trial. VSiN.com/subscribe. Latest Vegas odds, literally your one-stop shop for free. VSiN.com/subscribe. As we welcome you back here on the Lombardi Line, it's good day, good weekend. AFC yesterday as far as the season win totals. Today, the NFC, numbers provided, of course, by BetMGM. But right now, it's time for Mr. Laker, Mr. Viking. He's a man of the North, although he's in Jersey. He is William
Hill.
No,
Connecticut. He's in Connecticut.
But, yeah, I mean, shout to Connecticut.
But he can run it from anywhere. I mean, you know, he's on constant calls with all the people. So, yeah, I'm sure he can do it. Good morning, Will. How are we doing up there?
Hey, mentioning the Yankees, that's fine. As long as we're staying away from the Yankees, that's good.
All right. Well, you know, how are we handling the Vikings? I mean, have you given this great thought on the on their win total before we get into your picks today? What have you thought about that?
Wait, hold on. Before you answer, Michael, do you want to quickly guess the win total? This will be good. We'll work it in here. The Vikings, go ahead and guess their number. Last year, of course, and then we'll have Will's take, who loves the – last year they were a 7-19. What do you got?
I'm going to go 8.5.
Okay. Let's go 8.5. We'll throw up the number. The number is 9, and then we'll kick it over to William Hill.
Well, there you go, Mr. Hill. What are your thoughts?
Well, first of all, I love this gimmick. This is a great segment. I wonder whose idea it was to do this gimmick.
He's
really good.
Just so we know, Patrick, he's taking full credit for this idea.
I've never hosted a show. It's been hosted by Will Hill and Bill Berman. I would like you to know that. And trust me, it reflects in how much the management.
And by the way, Bill Berman's available for any cameo happy birthdays. If anyone needs it, please feel free. Yeah.
Go ahead, Will.
I like the over. I was down on this team last year. I think the circumstances were unfavorable. No home field. This is a team that really relies on that home crowd. You know, when they're good, they're 6-2, 7-1 at home. A lot of rookies. They had 15 draft picks last year. A bad year to be young. You didn't have a preseason, a training camp to get them acclimated. They were really beat up. Defensive line. Hunter was out for the year. You know, they missed Barr. Pierce opted out. They were really bad against the run. They'll get all those guys back. You know, Kendricks missed a lot of time. And they've gone every other year, 15, 17, 19. They win the division and or win a playoff game. The even years, they seem to do poorly. So I think they'll bounce back here. I think this number's a little low. And they gave away a few games last year, too. The Cowboys, Seattle, they had some really bad losses. So I do think they'll bounce back here.
You think the number's right, though? Are you going to bet the over?
I like the over. There are some 8.5s out there. I think it's always important to mention with all these. There's some variance in the numbers.
Good
so
point.
Find the best number.
Good
yeah,
point.
Find the best
juice
number.
Juice to the under on the 9 a little bit. Will's 100% right. Cousins,
I think if everything.
Go ahead.
Sorry.
No, please.
I was going to say if everything broke right, they could be an 11-5 team, but there are no 11-5 teams anymore. This 17th game is totally screwing up my whole vernacular.
I know. I need,
I need
another hand.
Teams. There's no 5. Yeah, it's crazy.
I need another hand. I can't quite add up quick enough. I got to get Dominic over here to tell me what the numbers are, you know, and because I can't quite get it. It doesn't flow off your tongue very well.
No.
A 10-17, what does that really mean? You're 3 games over 500, you know, and so. You know, I think that's the hard one. So that would be 10-6 looks a lot different than 10-7, right? I mean, so.
And well, I have a blessing on this, Lombardi. I know this isn't baseball, so it's not your strength, but I know you know a little bit about football. Do you agree with this pick or no?
I think a lot of it's going to come down to what they do in the draft. I worry about their offensive line always because of Cousins' inability, you know, to when he starts to get hit, he kind of wears down. But I'm with you. I do think they'll be better on defense. I think Zimmer was embarrassed how they played. Michael Pierce back really helps them. I think Dalvin Tomlinson coming in gives them some strength in the inside of their defensive front. I thought their young defensive secondary players on the corner played much better. They get Hunter back. So, look, they're going to add 3 new defensive linemen to the front. That spells really good success, right? They get Hunter back, who missed the whole season, Pierce, who opted out with COVID, and they add Tomlinson to go in there. So I do think that they can improve, and I think Zimmer was embarrassed on what they weren't able to do last year, getting off the field on third down, and I think that'll help them a little bit. And, look, the fact that they can run the football against anyone at any time with Dalvin Cook in the backfield makes them a threat to slow the game down and make explosive plays. So I do like it. I do see it. You know, look, I don't think Detroit's going to be very good, and God knows where Chicago is. I don't think Chicago's as good offensively as many people think they are. I mean, defensively as many people think they are. And then offensively, you know, the 2020 man, Andy Dalton, I don't trust that one at all.
3 game set in San Diego, William Hill. It's been awesome. Kershaw and Darvish were sick last night. What a game. Another great pitching matchup. Friars are going to throw out Snell. The Dodgers, Bauer. Right now, Bauer is a 125 favorite. Where you at?
I like the Dodgers. I think anytime you can get the Dodgers, you can get Bauer at this cheap a price. You got to jump on it. I mean, I said it before the year. I felt I was on an island a little bit. I thought the 102 was light. I thought they'd sail over it. I heard a lot of smart people say, you know what? It's too high. They're going to be complacent. No margin for error. They're going to fly over that 102. I mean, they're the 98 Yankees. The bullpen's not as good. Jansen's a little vulnerable at the end. Maybe they upgrade that, but they're just so loaded top to bottom, pitching.
It's an all-time great team. It's an all-time great team.
They are. I'm surprised.
No doubt. I mean,
it's a Sunday night game.
Yeah, great game.
It should be. And Bauer, I mean, can Bauer be off to a better start than he's been to this year? I mean, his ERA is 2.70 and his whip is 0.60. I mean, it's crazy the way these guys are throwing the ball around there. So, I'm with you. I like the Dodgers today, too, at minus 120. How could you not go on that one?
Ooh, you got a cosign.
The Yankees didn't get Bauer. We didn't need Bauer. The Yankees didn't need him. They don't need any of these players. They don't spend any money. They don't upgrade the team.
Like,
they just
you sound like barbershop. You sound like barbershop Mike sitting down there. He still hasn't gotten over Ken Phelps' trade. He still doesn't understand why they traded Ken Phelps away. Yeah, you saw all those, you know, the looking through his depth charts. Yeah.
Why would you need Bauer when you have Taillon and Corey Kluber? We digress there, of course.
Okay, yeah.
Our buddy William Hill, who's a frustrated Yankee fan. How about the Diamondbacks Nats? You're going to go over. I'm trying to find you a number. What's the number
there? I missed
there?
That one yesterday. I had the Diamondbacks yesterday. They let me down.
8.5. We'll go over here. You look at the pitching matchup, Bumgarner, Strasburg, two guys who might make the Hall of Fame. I think they probably will. They're both kind of past their prime. Bumgarner, velocity way down. Strasburg was throwing 90, 91 miles an hour the other day. You could see him in the dugout rubbing his shoulder. He got bombed. Bumgarner got whacked his last time out. So you look at this and you probably go under, but the way they're pitching, I like the over.
I mean, Bumgarner's 1-6 in his last 12 starts, and his ERA is north of 6. I'm with you on this one. You know, I thought that they would play. I thought that the run total would be improved yesterday. I thought the Diamondbacks would win. They lost 6-2. So I'm with you on this one, too.
Yeah, he's toast. 100%. You got 40 seconds. You're going to go Shane Bieber and the Indians here.
Yeah, Justin Bieber is one of Lombardi's favorite musicians. Shane Bieber is one of my favorite pitchers. I think it's a pitching mismatch. I'll take the Indians here at what looks like a cheap price. Do you have a favorite Justin Bieber song, Lombardi?
No, you know, let me get back to you on that. I got to go through my Spotify. I got to look at that. Yeah, let me look that over.
No, he was listening to Peaches before the show started. Stephanie told me.
Peaches and Herb.
What just happened? Will, you got a plug?
VSiN.com/subscribe. Is that it? I'm done. I need more airtime. That was quick.
Well, listen, you can have my job.
You know, when you got to handle the Lakers and the Vikings, I mean, it's not. We can't give you all the time. You know.
You're right.
We come back. We continue
Thanks,
with the
Will.
NFC North. Thank
See
you, Will. So good. We're singing in studio. Hey, baseball player.
How about 10,000 hours, Patrick? That's my song. I like 10,000 hours. Is that okay, Stephanie?
And it she wants to know how you know she's laughing at you because she has a mask on. Just
I could tell. I could see her eyes.
I know.
Eyes
you
lift
could
up.
I that's could what I said. He reads the eyes. I said that.
I could see. I mean, I've watched her now. How long we've been doing this show? I could see her in the corner down there. She's like in. It's like Hollywood Squares here. It's like you remember that show, Hollywood Squares?
100%.
You know? Yeah. I mean, 100%. It's like Hollywood Squares. You know, he's sitting down there chuckling.
Well,
you know, she's in the corner right.
Yeah, she is.
Who was in the corner right? I got
to
find out who was in the
question.
Corner right.
Hey,
Paul Lim was in the center. I know that. Yeah. Tina Turner. I was watching Tina Turner documentary the other day, and she was on Hollywood Squares.
Yeah, shout to Tina. Hey, I'm getting yelled at.
You need to watch that documentary.
I just watched it during the break. BetMGM, use the code VSIN 100, and if you place a $1 moneyline wager on the LA Dodgers or Padres, you can get $100 if either team hits a home run. That's going to happen. It's $1 to win 100, paid for in free bets. Great legs. Excuse me. I was thinking Tina. The Michigan, Iowa, Colorado, Indiana, New Jersey, Nevada, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia only. Call 1-800-522-4700 in Colorado, Nevada, and Virginia. 1-800-270-7117 for help in Michigan. 1-800-GAMBLER in Jersey, Pennsylvania, West Virginia. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana. In Tennessee, call or text Redline 800-889-9789. Reunited and It Feels So Good or Peaches and Cream. That feels like a good song for Michael Lombardi on some Peaches and Herb for karaoke.
Yeah, Peaches. I had a Peaches and Cream. Peaches and Herb. I forget. You know, like, I'm sorry.
You had it right. I said it wrong.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, I was on here on my over totals. You know, focusing on that.
Yeah.
Will Hill had me on the Vikings, you know. And so what have we done? We've done the Vikings.
We've done the Lions. Now, quickly on the Vikings, you said the number. I think you nailed it. Did you say 9 on the number for the Vikings? So
I think 8.5. I have to fix my Hollywood Squares board over here. I had the Vikings, I believe, at 8.5, 9, yeah.
Okay, Dom DeLuise. That's an old reference.
Where was Big Dom? Where was Big Dom?
Let's continue. We've got the North. You've got through the – I think you went over that 5 on the Lions, just to clarify. Fair?
Yeah, I was at 6, I think, on the Lions. Was at 6.
All right, let's get to the Bears. Now, a Bears team, this one's fascinating. Shout to Marquee.
This is going to be great.
This Bears team.
Please, Bears. I am sorry. I'm sorry. I feel your pain for Mitchell. I do. I understand it. I feel your quarterback pain. You know, I really do. I sympathize with it. I tried to alert you. I was told not to come to Chicago in 2017 when I said I didn't think he was any good. Do not come to Chicago ever again. You know, because people had all those Trubisky. Wonder what's going on with the Trubisky jersey. If you bought a Trubisky jersey, what are you doing with it right now? Can you put it on eBay?
Asking Tina Turner if she wants it. Now, they were an 8-8 team last year. Okay. Now,
I'm not a Nagy fan. I think Nagy is an offensive coach, and his team doesn't have enough toughness. I think that just, and every year it's just going to keep continuing because he's not a head coach. He's a play caller. He's taken the play calling back. I think the defense hasn't played to the level that it's needed to play. Will it improve? Maybe this year. You know, they're going back to the Vic Fangio scheme after the, you know, Chuck Pagano retired, but he really didn't retire. And they made the changes defensively, you know, that'll go. I don't like their offensive line. I don't think they play with power in their running game. It got better as the season wore on when they took the play calling away, when Nagy gave up the play calling. To me, this is a 7-10 team, Patrick. So that would be 7 would be the number.
Let's throw it up there. This is remarkable. You nailed it on the number 7. 110 up and down. That's the true number. I thought you'd go 8 because they won 8 games last year. We've added a game to the schedule, but you think this team's going to regress.
They got Andy Dalton. They got Andy Dalton. I'm not going with Andy Dalton. I'm not taking him to the dance. Yeah. There's no way. You know, he's a 20-20 quarterback, which that means when I say that, he goes from 120 to the next 20, and you think you got yourself a good player. But once that ball gets into the red zone, hold your breath because it can be problematic. And they never play from in front. They've got one of the most elite pass rushers in the league in Khalil Mack, and yet they can't play from in front. They can't figure out that the West Coast offense is not about smash 7 curl. It's not about 20 bingo cross. It's not about shallow crosses. It is about playing from in front so that we can rush the passer. It's throwing the ball early to get the lead and rushing the passer to keep the lead. That's the essence of the West Coast offense. They don't get it there.
And you believe the theme for you with the Bears, which is counterintuitive, but I agree with you. You think they're soft, and you think that starts at the head coach.
I do. I really think they're soft. I think that's the biggest problem with the Bears is I don't think they have enough, you know, toughness. They don't short yardage. I think he's too much of an offensive coach, and they don't have any grit to them. And I think that he's probably a really nice man. And I'm sure he's really a guy that the players love to play for. But, you know, being the supreme commander of a team, you've got to be challenging. And I think what people mistake about Andy Reid and the mustache and the Hawaiian shirts, Andy Reid's a tough SOB. He is tough, and he makes his team tough. And he doesn't mind losing players along the way to find out who's going to be standing with them in December. I mean, you got to be able to do that. You got to find out who can enlist. You got to find out who's going to be on your Navy SEALs. You're going to have a couple helmets in the quad. You're going to lose a few players. And if you're not prepared to do that, you're never going to make your team tough enough. And I think that, you know, yeah, you can win a fourth place schedule when they won all those games with MVP Mitch and they were beating bad teams. But now it's gritty. Now it's hard, and you've got to win these tough games, and it comes from your head coach. You're not getting leadership from Andy Dalton. You're not getting it from Nick Foles. So who are you getting it from? Not Matt Nagy. His personality isn't one to lead. Look, just go into his basement, and then all you need to know, he's got all his play sheets up on his basement. It's Madden. He's playing Madden. Like, you know, if you went in Lombardi's basement, you think he had his play sheets up there? Hell no. You know, it's a different world, and you got to demand it, and I think that that's the biggest issue.
You know, I was completely tremendous breakdown. 7's the number on the Bears. So, again, that's a good number. I don't know if you're messing with it either way.
I don't know if I am either. You know, I think a lot of it's going to, when you see the schedule as it comes out, you know, but they play the, you know, look, they play the AFC West. I think there's some good teams in the West, and they play the NFC West. I mean, so you're telling me that they got the Rams in Los Angeles, they got the Seahawks up in Seattle. They got the Raiders in Las Vegas. I mean, the Brownies in Cleveland. I mean, that's not an easy road schedule there.
No, it's not.
You know, not even the Steelers. I mean, I don't think the Steelers are going to be great, but I think that's going to be a challenge for them. And then they got the Niners at home. Okay, you got the Bengals at home. You got to play the Ravens and the Cardinals. I mean, I think it's a hard schedule for them. I think this is a team I would lean under if I leaned anywhere.
Michael, I mentioned to you that I had covered the Rams, and McVay was he just had it. We've talked about it. He kind of popped calling all the reporters by names, had a presence about him. And then he would be followed when Matt LaFleur was the offensive coordinator. And he seemed very docile and very, you know, just to himself and reserved. I was wrong. His teams are, he is the opposite of maybe Nagy. Maybe there's a little fire in there, right? 13-3 last year for the Packers. What do you got?
Well, it's two 13-win seasons with him at the helm. I think a lot of it, I think you can mask it. I mean, Aaron Rodgers does a wonderful job of hiding it. I think, but the one thing you got to give, you've got to get LaFleur a lot of credit about is the fact he finally got Rodgers to buy in. Maybe it was the Love pick. Maybe Love was able to, you know, that motivated Aaron Rodgers to buy into what he wanted to do. Because remember, Rodgers doesn't want to turn his back to the offensive line. And most quarterbacks, this is Big Ben's problem too. They don't want to turn their back to the line because they're afraid they're going to get hit from somebody they can't see. And to run a really good play action scheme, you've got to be willing to do that. And Rodgers didn't really like that. And eventually they got him to do it. And so he got half those bootlegs where they can double team some of the three techniques and get the quarterback to set up behind the tackle and get better solid protection and then take the vertical shots down the field. He got to do that. And Rodgers' yards per attempt skyrocketed last year. It just skyrocketed back to when it was 13, when he had all those great players around him. So give him a ton of credit. Now, where are they going to be defensively? They hired Joe Barry as the defense coordinator. Are they going to be able to not make all the mistakes? Can they get their run fit situated? LaFleur is just focused on the offense. He's not worried about walking over the defensive room saying, look, I want to do this, this, and this, and we got to do it this week. So to me, I think that is always the problems. I thought the management of the game in the playoff game against Tampa, the design of the game, not helping Billy Turner at left tackle, you know, allowing him to play out there on the island, Rodgers getting sacked, all the calls in the red zone. You know, so for me, last year, their win total was under the 13 again. I say it's going to go under again. I'm going to go 10.5 to let me go 11.5. That would be my number.
Okay, you said 11. Let's go ahead and throw it up. 11 is the true number. You nailed it. You see the 110 juice up and down. That means it's true. Probably won't come off that 11. So now, do you have a lean?
Look, they've got a tough schedule. Look, they got to play the Saints in New Orleans, the 49ers out there, the Chiefs. Now you got to get the Ravens, the Cardinals. I mean, that's a tough road schedule. You get Seattle at home, you know, Washington at home. That'll be a tough defensive game. So I would probably lean, if Rodgers is going to play the way he's played, I would lean towards the over a little bit here. But I think it's close. I think that's the right number, 11. 11-6 is, you know, that's a good season. I know it doesn't roll off your tongue like that, but it's a pretty good. There's six losses there. There's no doubt. You know, you figure they're going to lose. Let's say they lose on the road to the Saints or the 49ers or the Chiefs. You know, I mean, that they're going to lose some games. Minnesota's always. Now, they play Minnesota well there, but you could easily lose to the Arizona if you play them early in the season and you're not ready for it.
You know, it's interesting. Barry's a guy that's respected in the coaching community that maybe people don't really know about. What happened with Pettine? Was he sacrificial?
Oh, yeah, they had to get rid of. I mean, look at some of the calls he made in the game. How about, you know, we didn't even touch about it. I mean, the call at the end of the half. I mean, think about that blitz.
Yeah, that's
call
what I mean.
You couldn't bring him back after that.
Right.
I mean, That was as malpractice as the Greg Williams call in the Raider game. You know, we didn't even talk about that. That was one of the Raider wins that we didn't even talk about. And that was, the Raiders should have lost to the Jets last year. I mean, that was horrible.
Maybe it was Joan Rivers up in the right-hand corner.
No, it's down left hand. Stephanie's down in my right hand. I'm going to find out on the break. I got a little time on the break to find that out.
No,
I see you, Stephanie. I see you down there in the corner.
Maybe it was. No, not Steph is Joan Rivers. I'm thinking Hollywood Square. She's too young to even remember that.
I don't know who was in that right. I'm going to find out. If not, Berman will find out. Nobody's better at 70s TV than Berman.
100%.
No one's better than that.
He's
got the whole lineup.
He's getting hot. He just nailed the NFC North. We've still got the South and, of course, the West to go. Plenty to do here on a Sunday edition of the Lombardi Line presented by BetMGM. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.